A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Sunday, gang. Of course, welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And of course, we start today's show, podcast, whatever you want to call it, by looking back at that FA Cup final. Yeah, that FA Cup final between Chelsea and Liverpool as the Reds annoyingly picked up their 8th FA Cup and annoyingly kept their horrifically slim quadruple hopes alive. Here's how it sounded on TalkSport.
Awaited this game today. I'm so looking forward to it. I just hope both sets of players give us a game to remember. Go for it, guys, and give us something special to be proud of.
It's an FA Cup final as we always picture them. Wembley, a wonderful scene under cloudless azure skies. And this is a match in the shadow of the arch that promises to live up to the billing of some of those wonderful finals of yesteryear under the Twin Tower. Diaz has made another excellent run and he's goal side. Chalobah, big chance! Saved by Mendy. Chalobah's there to clear the rebound off the line. Out as far as Keita, and he fires it wide. Well, this could be 3-0 to Liverpool inside the opening 10 minutes.
Jorginho and Kovacic are kind of being a little bit outgunned and outnumbered by Keita, Thiago and Jordan Henderson. So the red shirts are able to dominate the middle of the park and feed their forward players so far.
And now Mo Salah has gone down and he's on his haunches on the edge of the centre circle.
That one looks potentially a little more serious. Diogo Jota, it appears, is getting stripped and ready to go. Mo Salah shaking his head.
Better angle then for Alonso's hit the bar. He made the most of having a much better angle to swing that in with his left-footed. An in-swinging delivery, and it's Callum back off the bar.
This one's going the distance.
Well, we saw it in the League Cup final. A fascinating 90 minutes that saw plenty of opportunities but no goals. And it has been an exact repeat in the FA Cup final. Same two sides, same result. Left footed ball scooped in and just away from the sliding Pulisic. Goalless through 120. And it'll be settled by penalties again. Leg one of the quadruple delivered against Chelsea from the penalty spot here at Wembley. Will leg two be delivered in the same manner? It is Tsimikas, left footed, Liverpool win the FA Cup!
And staying with the FA Cup final that was live, obviously, on TalkSport, let's get the thoughts of both managers after the game, Thomas Tuchel and Jurgen Klopp.
To lose in general is not nice, we hate to lose, but it's another one in a similar way. We play now 240 minutes of football with Liverpool and it's 0-0. So we need to find a decision with penalties again, and again we're second best. It hurts a lot, and there's nothing more to say at the moment.
not just the two cup finals, actually, when you look at the games you've played them against them in the Premier League as well, nothing to split you. They're chasing a possible quadruple. That shows the fine margins in football.
Yeah, because they can do these kind of performances three times a week, and we cannot at the moment. So we can do it against them, and we can do it in peaks, but this is where the gap is, and that's the difference. It has nothing to do with today, because we deserved in the same way than they deserved. So luck is on their side so far in this season, and we have to accept it.
Was there any consideration you might bring on Kepa Arrizabalaga for the shootout again?
Yeah, always, because we always wait how the game goes. But Edu had so many brilliant saves. He was so awake, so aware, that there was no need to break this momentum.
And in terms of the game, you did have some big chances. How disappointed are you that you couldn't take any of those?
Of course, I think it was enough to take this trophy, and at some point you have to take it. They will not give it to you, of course not. And we played with a lot of injury concerns. We played like in the situation in which we are, and was a little bit difficult in the last weeks. So I think we played from the role as underdog, hold them down to a minimum, and had the chances to take it, to get into their head, to have this one goal that makes things awkward for them and even more difficult. But yeah, we missed them, they missed them, and we have 240 minutes of goalless draw.
I think the best worst case scenario you can have is having two cups already, so I would now not kill me, let me say it like this. But of course, it's we keep going, so there's two games next week, madness. Southampton will be incredibly difficult, Wolves will be incredibly difficult, but we can show, I think, our people at least around this game, last match day of the Premier League, of a crazy Premier League season, whatever happens next week, crazy good Premier League season, enjoyable Premier League season, we can show our people. I'm not sure, did we show them already the Carabao Cup? Probably we did. But if not, then we put that in the basket as well, and we show both trophies. Say goodbye, go a week home, train a little bit, and prepare for the Champions League final. So, to be 100% honest, tonight was really important. Eh? So it takes a little bit pressure off the Champions League final. That makes it more enjoyable. Eh? So I didn't think a second about the Champions League final until now, but I know in the preparation it's cooler you have already won two than only one. So all good.
And just finally, you've completed the set of domestic trophies now. What does that mean for you from a personal point of view? Because maybe sometimes you don't get a chance to reflect on that, because, as you say, you've got another game on Tuesday.
Yeah, I sit at home 3 days and have a cigar. Whatever. No chance. So we meet tomorrow and have training. Yeah, we have all the players who didn't play. We have proper training, all the others to recover. So that's the life we are in. Crazy, yeah? But it's fine. It's fine. How is that? We caused these problems ourselves, and here we go.
Now, of course, the FA Cup final is such a prestigious occasion, and obviously it goes without saying that TalkSport is the best place to have your say after the game. After any game, even before the game, it's just TalkSport. Anyway, here's some of the reaction after that final whistle.
I don't care what team you support, there's a lot of envy, I think, about watching a coach and the way that he has pick this Liverpool crowd up, who have had some of the greatest managers the game has ever seen. This guy has got everyone in the palm of his hand, Jurgen Klopp, isn't
he? How many times does a manager lose his main goal scorer, take off his world-class best centre-half, take off his man of the match in Diaz, and still, when Tsimikas's penalty hits the back of the net, he goes storming onto the pitch to celebrate. I mean, fair play, Jurgen Klopp. He's played some risky moves with his subs today, but yeah, it's paid off and they've won it.
Now, as well as the FA Cup final, we also had the Championship semi-final first leg on TalkSport 2, as Nottingham Forest beat Sheffield United. Here's how, of course, it all sounded on TalkSport 2.
Tumultuous noise around Bramall Lane as all players take the knee on the instruction of Andre Mariner. Nottingham Forest get the honour to get us underway. Here's Sturridge, gets to the byline, pulls it back. Great save from the keeper, but the follow-up is tucked in by Jack Colback, and Nottingham Forest lead on 10 minutes. First blood
to the Reds.
Flex latest corner for Sheffield United. Swirled into the six-yard line. Egan headed off the line. Zinchenko finds Johnson. Surridge, good save. Fotheringham low down to his left-hand side. Chance for 2-0 to Forest. Johnson to the edge of the area. Drives in Golberton. It's the wrong side of the post again for Nottingham Forest. Now John Egan under pressure from Lolly, who's taken the ball off his toe. Joe Lolly into the area for Nottingham Forest. Tries to pull it back. Johnson's onto it. 2-0 to Nottingham Forest. In it comes, whipped into the near post. Up go the head. It's in. They've got one back. And it's Jack Robinson. And the full-time whistle goes in this first leg. And Nottingham Forest take a 2-1 advantage back to the City Ground on Tuesday night.
Staying with that game, let's get reaction from Sheffield United manager Paul Heckingbottom. But first, it's the Forest gaffer, Stevie Cooper.
I think it puts a different slant on the tie. Yeah, definitely. Just from a mentality point of view, you see their players coming off gutted. Listen, we're disappointed. We can't say we're coming off pleased because we won down at half-time. But certainly changes the perspective on it, just like any goal does in a normal game. A goal just before half-time is a good time to score. So, yeah, hopefully that's going to prove important come Tuesday.
And certainly the changes that you made in the second half were designed to be more on the front foot. You know, I can understand the balancing act that's going on in your head, I imagine, at that time.
Yeah, we'll always be positive. Anyway, when we're winning, we try and make positive changes because we want that mentality all the time. Listen, the big thing for me first half, we didn't deal with them on the break, on the counter, and that's the disappointing thing because we know what they are. We spoke about it all week, and that's what all their chances came from, not only first half but second. But second half, we did limit them in terms of that. First half, no, we weren't good enough at that. And when you fall behind to a team who are, that is the main threat, the game is difficult. It is a balancing act, as you say. But we've been in this position before and we know we're good enough to go and try and create and score at one end and still keep the door shut at the other, and that's what we're going to have to do on Tuesday.
We're not about one person. We've got a lot of coaching staff that have done playoffs, a lot of players that have done playoffs. Yeah. And sometimes when you go into a new experience, your wonder and enthusiasm can be a positive thing as well. So I haven't really thought about that, dance, to be honest. It's more about living in the moment. Obviously, I'm at a different club now, and there's like the two before, there was no fans, only a few fans last season, none the year before. So it's very different. But as I said, we're really, really loving being part of it. Brilliant occasions, and we look forward to being at home now.
One of the reasons why Bruce didn't have too much to do was some of the challenges that Steve Cook and Joe Roll, you know, throwing themselves in front of shots in. It was fantastic defending at times, wasn't it?
Yeah, whatever. I understand that, but there was a lot of good tactical defending as well. Mm. There was a lot of good interceptions. There was a lot of good forcing them into areas where they're not as dangerous as whatever. But you're right, when they did get through on the odd occasion, you know. But you watch us, you'll see that every week anyway, you know. But yeah, be fair to them, some of their blocks, you know, from the chances, and the goalkeepers had an excellent game, shows how good we were at the other end as well.
I promise you, it's great for the neutral. Even if you may not have enjoyed it.
You said that before.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Looking forward to it.
What a day that was of football yesterday on the TalkSport Network. And of course, we bring you even more live football today as the Premier League is back. We're going to bring you Spurs against Burnley. That one's live from 12 and Leeds v Brighton is from 2 on TalkSport. We'll also bring you Swindon against Port Vale in the League 2 playoff semi-final and the Women's FA Cup final between Chelsea and Manchester City. That one live from Wembley on TalkSport 2. All that plus Aston Villa against Crystal Palace. That one's live on the TalkSport app.
From Son Heung-min.
We have to make sure we are ready. We need to do everything to get us 3 points.
Blasted in by Westwood on the volley from the edge of the area, and Burnley have got their equaliser.
We know what Spurs do. You've got to have a plan and a belief in how you can go and affect them as well.
Rafinha inside the penalty area, plays it square. Rodrigo, 3-1.
It'll be a great test for us, and then obviously one that we know we need to get the result.
Into Welbeck, in the air, he's got three options, and he's smuggled in on the line by Trossard. It's 4-0.
What a run and what a goal for Jacob Ramsey, and Aston Villa have the lead.
Zaha on the follow-up makes it 3. That is that.
But that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. Don't forget, of course, to hit the subscribe button. I'm back on Drive Time. Yeah, Andy Goldstein's Drive Time tomorrow alongside the legend Andy Townsend. So make sure you join me for that one. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcasts out first in the morning as we react to game day. Oh, yeah, we are. Anyway, until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day. And above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.